Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also in the process of doing all of that, validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how my therapy journey, how I've been in therapy for 5 years, and how I think for the first, about the first 3 years, I was actively not being the most truthful, honest person. You know, in other words, possibly manipulating the therapist into thinking what I wanted him to think, pretty much. You know, so if y'all don't know, if you are new here, I'm actively in psychotherapy for narcissistic personality disorder. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of people say it in my comment section, like, some people will go to therapy and manipulate the therapist. So what stopped you from doing that? How did you, you know, how did you control yourself from manipulating the therapist and things like that? And I just tell them, I had to think about it, y'all. Honestly, for the first probably 2.5-3 years, I probably was actively manipulating the therapist. I honestly, because I wasn't, by manipulating them, I feel like I wasn't being 100% truthful the whole time in therapy. I would just tell them enough. I would tell my therapist enough just, you know, just to guide me toward the answers that I needed. You know what I mean? I wasn't being 100%. So I wasn't getting the full spectrum of help that I could get. You know, I would go in there and tell, you know, an incident would happen with my wife or something like that. I would just tell the part that benefited me. The part, I would tell them what I did wrong, but not to the full extent of what I had actually did. You know, so it wouldn't paint the picture it was supposed to paint. You know, I wasn't being 100% truthful and honest and giving them the actual what really happened, pretty much. You know what I mean? So in that situation and stuff like that. So the first 2.5-3 years, I was doing that, y'all. And I know people are going to ask, like, what changed? What made you switch it up? And things like that. What made you start being fully honest with your therapist and whatnot? Because I just feel like over time, y'all, because even though I had already been in therapy for, you know, 3 years, 2.5-3 years, my wife still left. You know what I mean? Because things had gotten strained. You know what I mean? Things that became strained between us. I was emotionally disconnected and things like that. So I was, you know, I was just emotionally disconnected. And she ended up leaving. And I was just like, man, how am I in therapy? And she still ended up leaving. Like, what is going on? And then I did a podcast interview with somebody on somebody from Instagram. And they told me, they were just like, hey, are you 100% honest with anybody in your life? And I was just like, you know what? No, not 100% honest with anybody. And she was like, even your therapist? I was like, wow, you got me. You got me there. So I made a commitment to myself to go to therapy and be more honest with the therapist. Start telling them the 100% what was going on in my mind, 100% what was, you know, the truth of the matter and things like that. It helps me more to be honest, y'all. And that's why I said, that's why a lot of narcissists and toxic people go to therapy, and their vulnerability sucks. Like, that's why therapy doesn't work, because the lack of vulnerability, the lack of honesty and things like that. I know y'all see my tank top. This is my brand. I told y'all the brand was coming. Y'all see it. You see it. It's here. It's going to go live here this week. You see it. This is my brand. It's called I Am. I love me. You see the heart. It's a self-love brand. It's abbreviated. It's I Am. I'm free. It describes the stages in the healing journey. It's not just about narcissists and toxic people. The healing journey overall. I'm free. I'm worthy. I'm strong. I'm resilient. More details to come. Y'all just had, I know y'all see the tank top. Like, Lee, why you have a tank top on? Like, this is why. I'm just, you know, I'm a walking billboard now. You know, but so you see the things that happens, like I said, with narcissistic people, toxic people, whatever. So when we're dealing with that, when we're dealing with, you know, just trying to get past it. So back to the therapy, y'all. So honest therapy is hard as hell for narcissistic people, because we avoid, one thing narcissists are going to do, we're going to avoid shame at all costs. We don't like shame. Shame on you, shame on me, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Rabble, rabble, rabble. Whoever got that South Park rabble, rabble, rabble reference, thank you so much. I pinned your comment the other day. He's like, oh, that's from South Park. I'm like, thank you. Rabble, rabble, rabble. Yeah, that's from South Park. Yes. But Seriously though, y'all, like most narcissists, the people are going to go to therapy and not be honest with them. Like, why doesn't therapy work for narcissists? Because they're not going to go to therapy and be honest. Even if they get to therapy, the chances of them going to therapy and being open and honest fully, completely, it's not going to help. It's like therapy is going to be, the chances of them doing it are going to be extremely small. Like, I squeeze through that small window and I'm being completely open and honest with my therapist now, just telling them the honest truth. And I say, at first, I think she thought I was getting worse because she thought she was taking more notes. She was telling me, we're talking about more stuff. Talking some, you sound more sociopathic than you normally have. Like, what is going on in your life that's different now? And I was like, look, I'm not getting worse. I promise you. If anything, I'm getting better. I'm just being more honest with you. I'm being more open with you. Because I think she was leaning towards trying to, you know, diagnose me as a sociopath because I was being more honest. Or just give me I had sociopathic traits or whatever. Because we got to talk about, you know, the traits of I admired and, you know, certain former presidents and people like that, you know, and the power and the diamond. It was wild. It was a wild experience. But I'm not getting worse, y'all. I'm actually becoming a better narcissist. I'm not getting healed or cured. I know people come to my channel like, you must be recovering. I've never said that, y'all. I've never said I'm healing. I never said I'm recovering. I've just said I'm in therapy, working on myself, trying to alter my behavior so they don't destroy people around me. But being open, honest in therapy has helped me so much. And therapy is stigmatized to the point where people think therapists are just there to make money or whatever. Of course, they are there to make money. That's their profession. They have to go get certain degrees and go to college and all this other stuff. They have to get paid. Yeah, it's expensive and things like that as well. So if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, just understand, even if they go to therapy, it might not be the cure for them. It might not be the end-all, be-all. They might go to therapy and lie to the therapist. They might go to therapy and try to sleep with the therapist. They might go to therapy and manipulate the therapist into thinking that you are the problem. You know what I mean? Open, honest therapy is the only thing that works for narcissists and toxic people. That's why I'm here in front of you. Plus God, of course. You know, but open, honest therapy is the only reason I'm here. So many people just, what if they go to therapy? What if they go try to get help? Well, what if they go to therapy and the therapist tells them that they're not a narcissist? Okay, it doesn't matter if they get diagnosed as a narcissist or not. It matters the behaviors that you are experiencing. The people in your life are experiencing. Your children are experiencing. The behaviors and things like that don't matter. I mean, the diagnosis doesn't matter. Some people go to one therapy session and think that they are cured. Hey, I went to one therapy session, I'm good to go. No, one therapy session is not enough. If they go to one therapy session and that's it, you got to deal with them. You know what I mean? I'm going to put the shirt back in there. Y'all can see it. I'm free. This is the tank top. I'm be switching shirts throughout my filming. But yeah, you see, dude, you do. Sorry, y'all. Excuse me. But when you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, you got to understand that therapy is maybe not going to be completely the answer. Because like I said, for y'all, the first 2.5-3 years, I was doing good in therapy, but I wasn't being completely honest. I felt like I was being honest enough. I was still lying a little bit because I was omitting, you know, I was omitting things from my stories that wouldn't paint me in such a negative light. You know, the light, it was painting me in a bad light, but not the worst light it could possibly have painted me. You know what I mean? Because my therapist, I think she knows who I am. You know, I think she's waiting on me to be more open and honest. I think she could tell. So now we're at the point now where we're doing childhood trauma work and breakthroughs and things like that. You know, we're working on trying to be, you know, getting more vulnerable and open and dealing with the shame. So you see my videos nowadays taking a turn for more open and honesty and just telling you how I really feel about stuff. You know, I mean, I'm being real. I think a lot of narcissists go to therapy and they're not real with it. I go to therapy, I'm real. I'm just like, hey, look, this is what I'm feeling. It's like, so what's going on? What's new with you this week? That's how therapy starts. What's going on? What's new with you? I just tell them, I'm like, well, this is where I'm at right now. Like, why? What's going on now? It's like, here we go. This is what's going on right here in my life, you know? And then we start down that path and then it just kind of spirals and things like that. And then we just, you know, we get into it. I walk out over a new clarity, new peace of mind and things like that. But every therapy session is not going to be breakthroughs, y'all. Every therapy session is not going to provide clarity and stuff like that. Some therapy sessions are just venting sessions for narcissists and toxic people or whoever needs help. Therapy is just a vent session. It will let you get stuff out of your mind and out of your head so you won't say the horrible things to your wife and kids or your family members or your coworkers or the people in your church or whoever. You know what I mean? So like I said, my first part of therapy, my first journey into therapy, I wasn't the most honest of people. Believe, how do we know you're being honest now? You don't, do you? Ho, 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 gotcha. You know what I mean? Trust it. Trust the narcissist, y'all. You have to trust the narcissist. Never thought you would hear that, did you? Trust the narcissist. He's trying to help you. But that's how it goes, though, y'all. So if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, and you somehow manage to get them into therapy, Don't relax. Don't rest on your laurels, because therapy might, they might go to therapy and lie. Like I said, I feel like my first few years, I was manipulating the therapist. I was complicit in manipulating the therapist to the point where I still got diagnosed as a narcissist. I was honest enough to get diagnosed, but I wasn't 100% honest to get the help, you know, to guide me down the right path of getting the help, actual help that I needed. You know what I mean? It requires a lot of honesty. It requires a lot of vulnerability and a lot of dealing with the shame and the stuff that comes along with it, y'all. So I hope this video brings you some clarity about my therapy journey, how therapy goes and things like that. Because that's, y'all, that, you know, that's what I'm here for. But anyways, y'all, look, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. Workshop September 24th. Me and Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, are throwing our first live in-person workshop. Small private group, less than 20 people. 9 people have already registered. The link is in the description. Austin, Texas meetup, October 15th. Link is in the description. And Toronto, Canada meetup workshop is in November 19th. Link is in the description as well. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. Like and subscribe for more. And be prepared, y'all. The I Am brand is coming here. I love me. Self-love is not narcissism. Self-love brand is coming soon. Thank y'all for tuning into another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because, you know, as much as y'all say y'all learn from me, I promise y'all, I'll learn even more from y'all. Like, I really, truly do. Like, a lot of these video ideas just come from the comment sections and things like that. Some of my video ideas are just y'all stories. You know what I mean? Some of the videos are just reacting to some of y'all stories. But anyways, y'all, again, thank y'all so much. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Turn on notifications. Mental illness is out. Peace.